this man, this family, amen, and all that are here, praise God, in Jesus' name. I want to take you back, praise God, to the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, praise God. Amen. There's a lot, amen, that is going on in that chapter, praise God, and just, amen, thankful to the Lord, praise God, amen, for just his word, and
amen,
amen, there are those things, amen, praise God, as you journey with the Lord, amen, and as you continue to read the word of God, and you think you've covered, amen, quite a bit, and you begin to recognize, amen, praise God, there are things that you just haven't seen, or you just didn't,
amen,
amen, it didn't register, praise God, and a lot of times when I talk about, amen, receiving revelation from God, amen, through his word, amen, praise God, it is that which is, amen, praise God, manifest or revealed, that is already right in front of you,
amen,
praise God. You've been reading it all the time.
Amen,
praise God, but he finally opens up your understanding, amen, of what's right in front of you, praise God.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Yes.
So, amen, as we look in this particular chapter, praise God, and how, amen, praise God, many of us, again, we know the account, and then we very quickly, amen, praise God, go to the challenge of, amen, praise the Lord, of Goliath, of two God's people. And one of the things, praise God, that you see very quickly, at least, amen, praise God, that, amen, that David sees upon, amen, going down at the commandment of his father to check on his brothers.
Amen.
Amen. And see how they are faring. And also, amen, to provide food for them, praise God. Amen. And so, amen, when he gets there, he sees, amen, the circumstances and the situation or the predicament, amen, praise God, that they are faced with, praise God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I want you to know, and if you look, amen, if you take the time, amen, and read the chapter in its entirety, praise God, you will see, glory to God, hallelujah, that how, amen, you had two armies, amen, praise God, one on one side of the valley and the other on the other side,
amen,
praise God. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah, and amen, it was Goliath, praise God, that comes out. Amen. Praise the name of our Lord. And he tells them, and then praise God. He says, amen, in verse number 8, he says, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? And I am not I a Philistine? And ye servants of Saul, choose you a man for you and let him come down to me, praise God. I want to show you a picture, praise God. You got two armies opposing one another.
Amen,
praise God. Israel's on one side and the Philistines on the other.
Yes,
and they are arrayed, or they are set in order for the battle, praise God. Now, you can look like you're ready to fight, but there's no fight in you.
All right.
Can we say thank you, Lord? And so when Goliath would come up and make his challenge, amen, fear ensued, and they would find themselves cowering, amen, praise the name of our Lord, and running away, praise God. This occurred, as the scripture says, praise God, we read verse 16, and the Philistine, that is Goliath, drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. Praise God. He did this continually.
Yes.
For 40 days, praise God. Hallelujah. And so what is he doing? He is defying the army of the Lord. Praise God. He is holding them in reproach. That is open shame, praise
God.
God. And this is what David sees when he arrives on the scene. Is how is it, amen, that this uncircumcised people can hold the army of the living God, or can defy the army of the living? You can't do that.
My God. God.
Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. And this is one of the reasons, amen, praise God, why I had you, amen, take you, praise God, to chapter 16. Amen, praise God, and hallelujah, in verse Amen. Praise the name of our Lord. Number 7, he says, amen, praise God, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
My God. God.
Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you.
Amen. One of the first ones that Samuel sees that he wants to anoint king, I think, is Eliab, praise God, the eldest, praise God. But those first three eldest brothers,
yes,
amen, praise God, went to war with Saul. And every last one of those three brothers, praise God, were afraid.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, praise God, of Goliath's challenge.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
We're looking on the physical stature of people, praise God. Amen. Praise the name of our God. But God, amen, praise God, he looks first where? At the heart. And only God knows the heart of men and women and boys and girls, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, praise God, we all know the account, praise God, and how, amen, when he comes down and he hears about, amen, the fact, praise the name of our Lord, that, amen, the reward that will be given, amen, to the man that defeats, amen, praise God, their champion, praise God, and, amen, the ridicule that he gets from his eldest brother, amen, bless the name of our God. But it's interesting that he can, amen, ridicule him, but yet he will not fight his giant, praise God.
My God.
Let me say thank you, Lord. Bless the name of our God. Hallelujah. And so, amen, praise God. Amen. So when we look at this, praise the name of our Lord. Amen. David makes the statement, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he says this, amen. And David said in verse 32, said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him.
My God.
Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. David is saying, I'll fight him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say amen.
Amen.
I'll fight him.
Yes.
Praise God. See, here's the thing. If David loses, the kingdom is then delivered to the Philistines.
My God.
It's not just that he loses a battle. They lose their kingdom.
My God.
Because remember the terms. The terms were given in verses 7 and 8, praise God.
Uh-huh.
That if Goliath wins, then you serve the Philistines.
Yes.
But if your champion kills me, then we'll serve you, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So this is just not simply a battle between two guys and the winner gets the bows, praise God.
Amen.
They lose. One of them is going to lose.
Amen.
The kingdom for their people.
My God.
Praise God. And then we read and we hear, praise God, amen, when Saul tells him, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. Praise God. Right where you are right now is where he began to become a man of war, praise God. Amen. He has too much experience on you. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
But David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And he arose against me, and I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. And the servant slew both the lion and the bear. Praise God. Then he goes on and says, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing, look at what it says, he hath defied the armies of the living God. He kept saying that. You cannot defile the army. He didn't say it was Saul's army.
My God.
But it is the army of the living God.
My God.
Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you.
David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me. And this is where he gives God the glory. He gives God the credit. He recognizes it was not by my own might, nor my own power, nor my own strength. Praise the name of our God. But it was the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear. For he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go.
My God.
Praise God.
My God.
What did Saul just do? He put the faith of the kingdom.
Yes, he did. That's right.
In the hands of David.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
Can we say, help us, Lord?
Help us, Lord.
Paul tells Timothy,
fight
the good fight of faith. Can we say amen?
Amen.
His faith, his trust, his confidence was not in his own ability, but it was in, praise God, the power of his God. Can we say thank you,
Lord?
Bless the name of our God. Hallelujah. And so, amen, praise God. He says, go and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor. And he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. It is so interesting to me, praise God. Somebody that will not go out knows how to get you ready for a battle.
My God.
Praise the name of
my God.
I'm going to give you my armor, praise God. Hallelujah. It had to be of the best quality. Praise the name of our God. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them.
My God.
And David put them off him, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Lord, thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he took his staff and his hand, and he chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his strip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I know, amen, praise God, there are those, amen. Well, he just had a slingshot, praise God. But the weapon that David had was a legitimate weapon of war. Praise the name of our God. You read in Judges chapter 20, verses 15 and 16. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the cities, 26,000 men that drew sword beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people, there were 700 chosen men, left-handed. Everyone could sling stones at an hair breadth and not miss.
My God.
It was a legitimate weapon of war, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of our God. Hallelujah. And so, amen, praise God. So he did not go out unarmed, praise God, but he goes out armed, praise the name of our God, with what he is used to, what he has proven, praise God, what he has experienced with, praise God. And verse 42 says, and when the Philistines looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and a fair countenance, praise God. And he said unto David, am I a dog, praise God, that thou comest to me with staves or sticks? Amen, praise God. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. And then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, and I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, praise God, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And bless the name of our God. As I said earlier, praise God, there are those who are too afraid to fight. However, they want to prepare you for the battle, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even Goliath wanted to dictate, amen, how, glory to God, the battle was to be fought, praise God. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen. The thought that I want to leave with you tonight, praise God, is fight your fight, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Don't let anybody, glory to God, hallelujah, tell you how to fight the battle, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. When you begin, Amen. Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. Look at this. Praise God. And you begin to look at glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of our God. How Goliath came. Amen. Praise the name of our God to fight. Praise God. He is coming. Glory to God to fight. Amen. Praise God. A battle in close proximity. Amen. With David. Praise God.
Yeah.
Can we say thank you, Lord? What is he doing? He's fighting his type of fight. Praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? You mean to tell me, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that you expect David, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, praise God, to fight a giant on his terms, amen, somebody that's over 9 feet tall, glory to God, hallelujah, but he fights him, amen, glory to God, his way, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Oh, bless the name of our God, hallelujah. And no doubt, glory to God, hallelujah, even as a shepherd, amen, praise God, he would use that sling, praise God, amen, to keep away the enemies or the wild beasts, amen, from his sheep, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? What are you doing, David? I'm using what I know, praise God. Oh, bless the name of our Lord. The scripture tells us, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, praise the name of our God, that he took his staff in his hand and chose five smooth stones. Can we say thank you, Lord? Out of the brook, praise God. Hallelujah. You leave a rock in a brook long enough, praise God, it will smooth out the ragged edges, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? So basically, praise the name of our God. Those fine smooth stones that he chose, glory to God. Out of the brook, praise the name of our Lord, they were smooth. Therefore, they were aerodynamically correct, praise God. Literally saying, praise God, they will go in the direction that I intended for it to go, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? It doesn't have to worry about the wind drag. Amen. Praise God. Pointed edges. Can we say thank you, Lord? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. As you go back and you read about these stones. Amen. Praise God. Around the Roman time, they called them bullets. Praise God. Oh, bless the name of our God. Can we say thank you, Lord? And if you think about the force, praise God, at which is we just swing, he's just, hallelujah. Amen. He's just rotating it. Amen. Picking up speed, praise God. And so that by the time it hits him, it's like a 45 bullet penetrating his head, praise God. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Can we say thank you, Lord? What are you doing, David? I'm fighting my type of fight, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Oh, bless the name of our Lord. Come on, somebody. I know, glory to God, it's not by my power. Praise the name of our Lord. But glory to God, I'm depending on God, praise God. Oh, bless the name of our Lord. Now, see, glory to God, if he would have used the king's armor, praise God, his sword, he would have to get in close proximity. Hallelujah, with Goliath. Oh, come on, church. Oh, bless the name of our God. But before Goliath could even get to where he was, oh, come on, church. Amen. He had already hit the ground. Can we say thank you, Lord? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so as we fight, praise God. Amen. You need to fight the battle the way the Lord has given it to you, praise God. It's how he has experienced you. It's how he has made you, praise God. There are going to be those, glory to God, that tell you you should do it this way. You should go out the other way, praise God. Oh, bless the name of our God. And as I say, praise God, everybody's got advice for you, but they don't want to go out and fight for you, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, amen, praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. We have to fight this battle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are in a battle, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you notice, amen, again, praise the name of our God. Even though he defeated a lion and a bear, he gave, amen, praise God, the praise to God.
Yes, he did.
He knew, glory to God, that God did it.
Yes, Lord.
God did it, praise God. God did it. Praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? But the thing also that he recognizes, praise the name of our God, he seems to recognize more than anyone else that is there who God is. He understood that you cannot heap defying the name of the Lord. You cannot continue to defy God's army. You cannot continue to defy God's people. Praise the name of our God. And don't expect some repercussion. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at these grown men, praise God, for over 40 days. Got their armor on. Hallelujah. Standing in array as if they're about to do something. You ever seen somebody look like they're ready? And you say, boom. And they turn and run. They look like they wanted to fight. But the fight was God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And there was, and there is a statement that make that is made that he makes here. Praise God. And he says, look, by the time we're done, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of our God. Amen. He says, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear. I don't think he was talking to the Philistines. I think he was talking to his own people. Praise the name of our God. You're relying on the sword and the spear, praise God. For the battle is the Lord's. And he recognized this is God's battle. See, when you know it's God's battle, a 9-foot giant ain't no problem. See, when you're counting on the sword and the spear, you're looking at the height of the giant. Amen. Think about it. You put your sword out there. He puts his out there. I think it's a lot bigger. You put your spear out there and he puts his out there. It's a lot bigger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But David, his mind is in another place, praise God. This ain't my battle. This is God's battle, praise God. There are some battles that you're fighting that are not your battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was one, amen, praise God, a letter written to one king, and he took it into the house of the Lord, and he laid it before the altar. How many know that God can read? Basically what he's saying, this is not my mail. Lord, this is your mail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He understood who he was, and he understood who he belonged to, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? I don't know, maybe he read, amen, praise God, in Joshua where, amen, the Lord told him, amen, that not no one, that there won't be one that will stand before you. They may come, but they can't stay there. They can't stand, continue to stand before you, praise
God.
Hallelujah. How is it that only one man sees this? Praise God. You got Saul the king. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got all of these men. You got David's three eldest brothers. Praise God. I assume, amen, he got the same Bible lessons as they did. Amen. They all, let's put it this way, in a way, they all went to Sunday school. They all got the same lesson. They all sat up under the same tutelage. Same preacher. Praise the name of our God. But how is it he comes away, glory to God, with a different vision? A different view. All he sees is that the army of God is defied. Praise God. And I think that's part of the problem, praise God. There were probably those that were there that said, you know what, this is Saul's army. This is the king's army, praise God. But David looked at it as the army of the Lord. He called them, praise God, the army of the Lord's host. That word host means mass. It means a mass that is set up, ready to go to war.
My God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. They only assemble to do battle. And here's an army that was assembled, but were afraid to battle.
Yes.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. And so when you know in whom you serve, yes, praise God, and how they history tells you that, amen, the two champions that were about to fight, amen, praise God, they would, amen, praise God, talk to one another and tell them what they're going to do with the other. Praise the name of our God. But everything that David said, praise God, amen, hallelujah, it was with the fact that, amen, God was going to be with him, praise,
yes,
God.
Lord God.
Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
David talks about glory to God and then taking the man's head, praise God, but he don't even have a sword. But I'm going to take your head. Hallelujah. Amen. But when you know God, hallelujah. When you know him, praise God, glory to God, you can fight that big kind of thing. He's not talking about himself, but the Lord is going to deliver me, praise God. Why? Because it's not my battle. But see, in the midst of this, glory to God, even though the battle is not yours, you got to be in the fight. You got to be there. You can't sit on the sideline and watch God fight. You got to be right there with him, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Can we say thank you, Lord? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're living in a time now, praise God, where there's one battle coming after another, praise God. Glory to God. It seems as if, glory to God, every time you turn around, glory to God, there's another battle, praise God. Oh, bless the name of our God. But let me tell you something. When you understand who you belong to, when you understand, glory to God, that I'm a child of God, I can go through, praise God. He's going to bring me out on the other side, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? When you begin to understand that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, praise God. Oh, bless the name of our God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Can we say thank you, Lord? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All the Lord needs us to do, praise God, is trust him, praise God, is to live right, praise God. I'm a firm believer, glory to God. If we say, glory to, if we are, as he wanted Israel to be ye holy, for I am holy, praise God. If I'm holy, he'll fight my battle. Oh, glory to God. Can we say thank you, Lord? If I'm holy, then no weapon formed against me shall prosper, praise God. The promises of God are to the holy, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Can we say thank you, Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something, praise God. Amen. The scripture tells us that if we name the name of Christ, amen, we're going to suffer persecution, praise God. Oh, bless the name of our God. But again, glory to God, in the midst of all of this, amen, praise the name of our God, we have to recognize, hallelujah, that I, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I belong to him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. When we go through, praise God, when we stand on the word and the promises of God, as you're going through, it is the Lord that gets the glory and the honor, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? I know your flesh doesn't want to suffer. I know flesh, glory to God, doesn't want to have to go through. But when you go through, praise God, God gets the glory. God gets the honor, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Can we say thank you, Lord? Oh, bless the name of our Lord. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of our God. When you begin to think about this thing, praise God. Glory to God. This journey that we're on, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My goal, praise God. Amen. Is to draw nigh unto him. My goal is to get as close as I can to Jesus. Can we say thank you, Lord? My goal is not heaven. Heaven is already mine. If I live right, praise God. Come on, somebody. So the goal is to draw nigh to him, praise God. And when I come closer to him, he comes closer. Amen to us, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Can we say thank you, Lord? Don't you recognize the closer you get to him, praise God, your mind changes. Your desires change. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Your desire, praise God, is to do the will of the Lord. Can we say thank you, Lord? Come on, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. When you draw nigh unto him, your prayers are not filled with, Lord, do this for me. Do the other thing for me. Oh, glory to God. What your prayer is, Lord, what will you have me to do today, praise God? Can we say thank you, Lord? What are you saying, praise God? I'm saying we got to get to the point where God can get some work, where God can get some glory out of our lives, praise God. Hallelujah. Have thou considered my servant? Oh, hallelujah. Cunningham. Can we say thank you, Lord? Come on, somebody. Oh, praise the name of our God. Oh, glory to God. It's okay to come to the house of God to give him some praise and some glory and some honor, but that's not all there is. There's so much more to this life, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Hallelujah. Don't be satisfied. Well, I went to the church. I gave my testimony. I gave my offering. I heard a word. And now I'm going back home and I'm satisfied.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God wants something out of us, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? When you look at the Old Testament and you look at the office of the priest, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of our that in itself resembles mostly, amen, what the church is doing or supposed to do, service unto God.
Hallelujah.
Can we say thank you, Lord? By the time you get into that tent, it's all about service unto him. Praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? That shoe bread was for him, praise God. That lantern, praise God, that should not go out was unto him, praise God. That altar of incense, praise the name of our God. Hallelujah, praying, which represented prayer, amen, without ceasing, amen, to him.
Hallelujah.
Can we say thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The focus was on him. I think primarily out of the brazen altar, it was the focus is on you for the most part. Not to say there was never a focus on him, but by and large, it was on you.
My God.
But by the time you got in there, my God, hallelujah. By the time you get in probably close proximity to the throne room of God, if you even look in Revelation, praise God, when that throne room, it was all about him.
My God.
Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord?
Yeah, those 24 elders had some diadems, praise God. But they were in the throne room, and they had to toss it. Glory to God. I can't sit on this seat with a crown on my head in the very throne room of God and not hallelujah. And they had to abase themselves. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So what is it, praise God? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to use us. Hallelujah. To do what? To advance his kingdom, praise God. Somebody else has to know what you know. Somebody else has to know that the Lord truly is good and his mercy endureth forever, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Glory to God. See, the enemy is happy every time we all come to church.
Amen.
Amen, praise God. Do what we normally do, and we go home.
Amen.
We pass the one on the street. Amen, and we go, and we shake our head, and we just keep moving. Praise the Lord. But what happens, amen, praise God, when we begin to open our mouths?
Yeah.
What happens when you begin to say, you know what? The Lord loves you.
Amen.
We forgot where we came from.
That's right.
Where we were, praise God. Yeah. When someone shared this plan of salvation with us, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, church. Praise God. Amen. It's kind of like, you know, when the Lord tells Ananias, amen, to go pray for Paul. Hold up, Lord. He's trying to kill us. But he's praying now. Praise the Lord. See, and the reality of it is that he didn't want to have anything to do with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There are some places we don't want to go. There are some neighborhoods we don't want to enter. Praise the name. But that same God is needed everywhere we go.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 And see, I'm a firm witness that when you are in tune with God, he can show you where to go,
yes,
when to go,
amen,
where to be,
yes,
who to talk to.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Think about it. Praise God.
Amen.
There's somebody waiting on your testimony.
Yes.
The eunuch in the desert, parked, reading Isaiah 53, had a question. Is the prophet talking about himself or some other? The Lord sends Philip all the way out into the desert to answer his question.
Hallelujah.
And in answering his question, he does what? He begins at the same passage and does what? Preach Jesus. So much so, until, praise God, hallelujah, he yells out the stop chariot. Here is water. Now you know it's God. Remember I told you earlier, God does God things.
Yes. Amen.
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 How is there a pool of water in the desert?
Because
God does God things.
Yes, he does.
So when he says he preached Jesus, praise God, how can you preach Jesus and not preach baptism?
Amen.
Evidently he did, because there's war.
Amen.
What doth him do? I believe. You see, the Lord uses him. He does what the Lord called him there to do. And then the Lord sends him on his way.
Yes.
And somebody's asking the question, what happened to the eunuch? My assumption is he continues on his way back to, back to Candace, praise God. But shouldn't he have gone back to Jerusalem where the apostles were?
My Lord.
Amen. That's God's business. Do y'all not know that God knows what he's doing?
Yeah.
See, here's the beauty of it. Some water, some plant, and some water what has already been planted. We don't know whether we're planting or whether we are watering what somebody else planted.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise God. What do I mean by that? Somebody has witnessed to this person.
Amen.
All right. So in watering, what are you doing? You're telling them the same thing. You're not telling them something different, but you're telling them the same thing. You're watering what has already been planted. We don't know where we are in the process.
Amen.
All we're doing is what the Lord has called us to do. I think too many times we're looking for that person to park themselves in this place. The key is that they receive the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We had a convocation about a week ago, praise God. Amen. In just outside of Chicago. And I just happened to look, amen, because all the services recorded, they're out on Lime Street. There are over 7,000 views of those services. I would hope that somebody that did not know the Lord was able to view and get to know him, praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Can we say thank you, Lord? Amen. I look at our local ones over the 2 years. They're at over 62,000 views. Praise God. I would hope that somebody, praise God. Amen. So we don't know who the Lord is going to direct us to. But you know we have to be available.
That's right.
Lord, I'm available. But you know what we do? Our whole day is consumed with us. Lord, this ain't right. Lord, that ain't right. Lord, deliver me from this supervisor. Lord, they lying on me again. Your whole day. You know, praise God. The songs we sing, Jesus will work it out. Ain't nothing wrong with the song, but it's how many times we sing this song. Praise God. You know, well, how about Lord, here am I. Use me. But no, Jesus got to work it out. I ain't got no shoes. Baby ain't got no shoes. Rent due. Praise God. Sound like to me you need some money management. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But this is what we think about. Our whole, I call it our journey with God.
Amen.
Amen. Think about how much of that journey is, Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. When are we going to get to the point where we can do a work for God? When are we going to get to the point where we're able to do something instead of trying to get ready to do something? See, many of us think, by the time I get it right, now, Lord, it's time to take me home. But what has he got out of our lives? What work have we done for him, praise God? Think about it. I'm going to say this in a moment. I think I will stop. I qualify. I think I will stop. Think about this. That it was only after the disciples knew who he was that he could then ascend, right? Think about it. And after he ascended, the same things were happening. Miracles were still being performed. It's as if he never left. Praise God. You get me? It, those things that he was doing, they began to do. Remember, he said, and greater works shall he do. He says, I go to the Father. So even though they thought perhaps, amen, they snuffed all of this out when they crucified him, all they really did was just wake up or awaken a sleeping giant. Praise God. All of a sudden now these folk are doing what he did. Praise God. When you look at Leviticus and you look at, amen, how the sacrifices that it calls for, particularly the animal sacrifices, amen, how they had to be without blemish. Amen. Praise God. How, glory to God, they couldn't be, amen, praise God, crippled or diseased or blind. Amen. Because they pointed to that perfect sacrifice, which was Jesus. That was to come, praise God.
Amen.
So to put something, amen, praise God, that was defiled, amen, praise, upon the altar was sacrilege, praise God. Amen. But then you get to the New Testament, praise God. So we needed that type of sacrifice to cover our sins, praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But it pointed to him who was our perfect sacrifice. And here comes Paul saying, amen, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. So we go from needing a sacrifice, which was Christ, to becoming a sacrifice ourselves, praise God, holy. Hallelujah. Righteous and acceptable unto him. So what is that sacrifice there? To do service unto him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's where we're supposed to be. Amen. That we can do service unto him. Praise God. Can we say thank you, Lord? Can we say thank you, Lord? And then we sit, praise God, and we wonder, Lord, why aren't you doing this? And why aren't you doing the other? Amen. Can't you hear him saying with a quiet voice, that's why I got you. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He's still in the earth, y'all.
Yes.
We're his body.
Amen.
According to Paul in Ephesians, we're his body. He's our head. But he's still here.
Yes.
in the person of his church, praise God. And what are we supposed to be doing? The same things that he did. Praise God. You know what we're doing? Our attention is on the drama.
Amen.
CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and everything else. We're just getting bombarded with all of this. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing is shaking our head. Praise God. And all we're saying, you know, it's just getting worse and worse. You know, the Bible talked about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in the midst of all of that that's going on, God's got a church.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. His church will not limp into eternity. Praise God. He has a victorious church. Hallelujah. I remember, praise God. Amen. I think year 2000, I was sitting in the pulpit and the Lord said, I'm going to, just like I did in Egypt, up to Israel, I'm going to take my church down into Egypt. Praise God. You know what happened to Israel in Egypt? They grew. Right? But look at where they were. They were in a hotbed of sin. But they grew. Praise God. They suffered, but they grew. Praise God. And something about when you, amen, praise God, when the church comes under pressure, then God does what he does best.
Amen.
Remember when persecution set in Jerusalem and they went everywhere spreading the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God will have himself a church.
Amen.
With us or without us, amen. Praise God. Do you not realize that we're in revival, saints? And we have been in revival since the day of Pentecost. In the last days, he declared, Job declared, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
Yes.
We're still in that same revival. It's still, the last time I checked, we're still in the last days.
Amen.
He's still filling. He's still delivering, praise God.
It.
Hallelujah. Can we say thank you, Lord?
Thank you.
Is anybody praying, Lord, revive? Is anybody praying, Lord, save, Lord, feel? And I'm not just simply talking about your family, praise God, but everybody. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're so fixated on everything else. Praise God. Amen. But there's still that work to do, praise God. Let me tell you something. We're talking about, because what you've heard over the last few days is what? Racism. There's only one thing that corrects racism. How many know what that is? God. I'm going to read one scripture and I'm going to stop. Ephesians chapter 2. And I'm going to stop. Everybody there? Verse 14 says, for he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the hostility. And he's talking about between the Jew and the Gentile. There was extreme hostility. Praise God. Amen. Everybody understand that? There was so much hostility that even when Paul Peter entered Cornelius' house,
my God,
and the Holy Ghost fell, all they could talk about was you went into the house of an uncircumcised Gentile.
My God.
But the Holy Ghost fell.
Yeah.
You would thought they went wow. But all they could talk about was you should not have went there. That's how extreme the hostility was.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity.
Yes.
Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances for to make in himself of the twain, that is the two, one new man.
Yes.
So making peace. Praise God. It only comes through the Lord.
Yes.
True peace.
Amen.
It only comes through him.
Amen.
Praise God. So it does not matter, amen, praise God, who apologizes to whom, who gets a new vision or whatever, unless it's founded, grounded in God.
Amen.
It will not last.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. What changes, truly changes the heart of a man? The Lord does.
Yes.
The Lord does.
Amen.
Praise God. Paul imprisoned Christians, saints. Amen.
Yes, he did.
He was complicit in the death of some. But he did it out of ignorance, he says. Praise God. But look at when the Lord opened his understanding. Oh, my God. Only God can truly change the hearts of men and women. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're looking and we're saying, Lord, what's wrong with people? We ought to know what's wrong.
Praise God.
So where are our prayers? Lord, help them to love one another. How can you love like God if you don't have the Spirit of God?
Amen.
Paul says, praise God, amen, that the love of God was shed abroad, poured in our hearts, how? By the Holy Ghost. So what do we need? The love of God.
Amen.
How do we get it? Through the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So what do we have to pray? Lord, send your Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. I'm just one of those that's crazy enough to believe that God ain't finished.
Amen.
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 I'm crazy enough to believe he's just getting started.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you read the book of Acts, you're looking at the actions of an infant church.
My God.
What happens when the church grows up?
My God.
Praise God. As Paul talks about in Ephesians 4, when it becomes a perfect man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, amen. Even though things look bad, glory to God. But in all of this, with this cloud hanging over this country, God is still at work.
Amen.
He's still working. And see, here's the thing. David says, amen, that the Lord is going to show that there is a God in Israel. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I believe the Lord wants to show that there is a God in his church.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because the reality of it is we look like we're just losing hope. We're just simply saying, Lord, come. Come, Jesus. Just take us out of here. But the work is not over. It's not over. Praise God. It is not over. There are souls that have yet to be saved.
Yes.
That have yet to come to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And this is what we need to do, praise God. Amen. Think about it, praise God. Amen. And I know for some of us, it's uncomfortable, praise God. But let me tell you something. Amen. If you have the Spirit of God in you, glory to God, hallelujah, and just let him use you. And a lot of times, it's just simply telling folk what the Lord has already, your testimony, what he's brought you out of. What he's brought you out of. Praise the Lord. What he has done for you. Praise God. I look at my youngest grandson and, amen, how would you like to get a call from your daughter and say he was run over? Amen. Praise God. By her sister's car. Amen. And I run to the hospital, and before I can get in the door, I see him running around. Not a bone broken. That's a testimony. Amen. I'm thinking the worst because, and he was pinned under the car. Praise the Lord. But the one thing he held on to was his honey bun. Oh, have mercy. But see, to me, that alone is enough to thank God. Because it could have been. So when you just think about what God has done, there are some days all I can do is gracious up and shake my head. Because I'm just thinking about what could have been. But what the Lord allowed not to happen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And yet we won't praise him. Thank him. Praise God. And say, Lord, you did it for me. What can I do for you? Praise God. Let us stand.